Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Jack Lepiarz in for Lisa Mullins. Ayanna Pressley says she'll spend the next 4 months preparing to represent the 7th Congressional District in Washington. Boston City Councilor defeated 10-term Congressman Michael Capuano in Tuesday's primary, becoming the first person of color elected to the U.S. House from Massachusetts. Yesterday, Pressley sought medical treatment for dehydration and exhaustion, but today she sat down with Dorchester Reporter news editor Jennifer Smith for her first one-on-one interview since the election. Jennifer Smith joins us now from Dorchester. Thanks for speaking to WBUR.
Of course.
So first, how is Pressley feeling now, and what's her first order of business as she prepares to be in Congress?
Well, she's hitting the purple Gatorade and recuperating, but she seems much better today. She still needs to close up shop in Boston, build a transition team, and hire people in D.C., field a few more congratulatory calls from the likes of Hillary Clinton, and she's ready to reach out to members working on issues that she wants to take up once she gets to Washington.
Now, yesterday at a Democratic Party unity rally, Pressley called her win surreal. Now that she's had a little bit more time to reflect on it, what does she hope the rest of the party takes from her win?
Well, she hopes they learn that an aspirational campaign is just as vital to victory as fighting against President Donald Trump. She actually described her win as a mandate for hope. It wasn't easy for her personally going up against so much of the Democratic establishment, and frankly, she says she's used to being marginalized for being a black woman in Boston. And it did make for some rough moments, even as late as Monday, when she was in a Labor Day breakfast with unions who had mostly decided that she wasn't their preferred congressperson. But here's what she had to say about charges of identity politics. They dogged her throughout the race, with some more cynical observers saying the party needs to move away from identity politics if they're to return to power in D.C.
I've been at this for a long time. What hurt me is that the play of identity politics, that framer, that charge, is a predictable GOP play that is straight from their handbook and not one that I expected from Democrats and people that consider themselves to be progressive.
Jennifer, Ayanna Pressley emphasized during her campaign that she wasn't trying to turn out any demographic in particular. What did she have to say about how she actually won the primary?
Well, she made a big push in ethnic media and really identifying the areas where she was strongest, younger voters, people of color, and especially Boston, where she was already a known entity, but outside just letting people know she was in the race and sharing her story if they weren't familiar with her. They really focused on grassroots movement building, which seems to have paid off.
We knew we would have to rewrite the primary conventional wisdom and math about who is a primary voter. And we did that not for the purposes of winning an election, but we did it because as a value, it matters to me and my team that people feel seen and heard and that they have a seat at the table of democracy.
Now, of course, being a member of Congress is a little different than being a Boston City Councilor. What's Pressley saying about what she expects out of the new job, either in terms of new challenges or things she's looking forward to?
Well, she wants to start right off with working on criminal justice reform. She mentioned that Senators Cory Booker and Kamala Harris had already reached out to her about that. She wants to continue pushing for reproductive rights, ending gun violence, and, of course, resistance to the Trump agenda. But she did say, quote, "We don't have to put our aspiration and our hope on a shelf because we're in the minority." And she also told me she sees her work as Congresswoman as more of a continuation of her work as a city councilor.
I don't have to contrive anything. I get to go back to my equity agenda, which we worked in partnership with community to develop, and now to just flip those pages and say, okay, what's the low-hanging fruit? You know, what can we immediately, get to work on?
Now, here's the thing to remember while we process this major change in the district's representation. Ayanna Pressley is new to Congress, but she's not new to politics. And the things that resonated with almost 60,000 voters on Tuesday are probably the same thing she's going to draw on to try and build that coalition in the House.
That's Jennifer Smith, news editor of the Dorchester Reporter. Jennifer, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.